Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty. Well, let's play some music here to get it started. All right.
Don't get your children. I'm watching stars on my roof flying by, wondering who am I. My hoodie on, it's getting cold outside. Let's make a bonfire and sing the songs of grace that light the sky up. Life's got lanterns, we light the night up. I'm wondering how we made it this far, it's just crazy to me. The wretch from Amazing Grace, somehow you still love me. You still love me, a work of progress and I'm far from finished. You made a way for me, you gave my life a new beginning. When I thought that it was ending, that song I play when there's turbulence shaking on the plane. Tell my wife that I'ma be okay. If God is for me, I won't be afraid. I go wherever, I don't need a name. My past is gone, I don't see the shame. Love is one, I can't see the pain. They don't know how I could be this way. Looking at my life, I don't even know how we made it this far. The beautiful essence, you broke down the wall to my place, and my place you was scarred. Yeah, this is a song for a new generation. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, forever we're singing.
will always remain. Well, my mama told me, you're gonna wander astray. Gonna want what ain't your girl. Gonna misbehave. All the things she told me, how it moves my way.
Well, my mama told me,
Well, my mama told me,
Well, my mama told me,
All right. Well, I hope you all enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. Amen. Well, let's get into the message. Tonight's message is titled, God, the Giver of Courage. See, our Heavenly Father is the giver of every good gift. His mercies are vast, powerful, and real. His love has the ability to completely overwhelm and satisfy every one of our needs. Everything He gives us satisfies, transforms, and leads us to an abundant life. So as we spend this week stirring up our affections toward God, allow your heart to become soft and open. Allow His loving character to draw you close and provide life to every dry, weary place in your soul. Your portion as a child of the Most High God is a life filled with bravery and courage. The Lord desires to take what brings you fear and force it out with an infilling of courage rooted with the truth of His word for you. So open your heart and mind today to receive healing and transformation in the areas of fear, insecurity, and doubt. Allow God to come in and do a mighty work that frees you to live with joy, security, and courage. In God, we have a constant source of courage. Isaiah 43, verses 2 and 3 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flames shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Your Heavenly Father is always with you. He will never leave nor forsake you. In every situation, trial, or problem, He has a perfect plan to guide you into a lifestyle of strength, courage, and peace. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear." So God's love has the power to drive out every source of insecurity and fear that plagues you. His loving presence fills every crevice of your heart, setting and healing all your longings and wounds. His Spirit speaks truth where lies and wrong perspectives have led us away from life as sons and daughters of the King. And His Word remains a constant reminder of the power and freedom available to those who trust in their God over their own feelings of weakness and insecurity. In Romans chapter 8, verse 15 says, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into a fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The death of Christ brought you a new spirit, and it is in that spirit that we are now filled with new identity, new purpose, and new perspective. So when you find yourself in a situation that would normally fill you with fear, call upon the power of the Spirit and ask Him to fill you with fresh vision, strength, and courage. Renew your mind to the truth that you are no longer a citizen of this world and are not subject to the emotions, fears, and doubts and insecurities that come with it. You are now a child of the omnipotent, omnipresent, and full loving Creator of all." David wrote in Psalm 34, verse 4, "I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears." So may you seek the face of your Heavenly Father today, press into the heart of God for all the healing and deliverance He longs to give you, and find yourself freed from fears and insecurities that have held you back for far too long. So meditate on your new portion as a child of God. Renew your mind to the truth of the courage and security available to you in Christ. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but a power of love and self-control." So reflect on your life. What situations fill you with insecurity and fear? What person's past wound or lie has left you crippled or afraid? Where do you need the courage and bravery of God today? Rest in the presence of God and allow His love to cast out fear, and He will fill you with courage and truth. So may you have a fresh vision for the abundant courage available to you in God. May you pursue wholeheartedly the transformation God longs to work in you. Don't be content with less than God desires for you. Instead, passionately seek out the life of Christ died to give you. find courage, hope, and fulfillment today in the nearness and love of your Heavenly Father. I highly suggest you read Romans chapter 8. It'll bring this devotional a little more in the light for you. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, let's get into the most important question. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go? Or maybe you lack purpose in your life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from an anxiety or a depression. Or maybe you suffer something more and worse, such as addiction to alcohol or drugs. Okay, sexual morality. Okay, gambling or overeating. Whatever the problems may be, you see, the Lord can take them away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Okay. All righty. Okay, so let's take some callers here. Okay, let's go with area code 843. He's been hanging on the longest here.
Hello. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good because I got a message from Blog Talk Radio that says for a limited time we are offering 50% off 4 months of service. Did you get that email?
No, I didn't get that email.
Oh, but I'm not sure if... Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, anyways. What are we having going on tonight?
Oh, not much. Going to talk about life. Okay, how's life been treating you?
Yeah, life is treating me nice. I got friends.
That's good.
Yeah, I got friends. They're recovering. The thing is, some bad things have been happening to them. For instance, one of my landscapers named Harry Bush, he was doing out some yard work like a few days ago. And it's kind of hard for me to explain, but it's... I was walking indoors, and then 5 minutes later, I heard screaming, And then I came out, and the thing is, I saw the bush that he was trimming was hairy bush. It was hairy bush right there. The bush was bloody, and when he pulled out and took the shears out, his fingers were cut off.
Oh, wow.
His fingers were cut off. Like 5 of his fingers on different hands. Damage out of his fingers cut off. But he's making a slow recovery now. Hello?
Hello, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Okay. And also, I have another friend. I don't want to say his name. It's kind of more personal, but tonight we were at a party, and we were just having fun and stuff, and really getting into this party. It was loud and stuff. We were having a good time, but then when it was time to leave, like when everybody started leaving, I started looking out for my friend, and I couldn't find him anywhere. And the thing is, I asked the host of the party where he was, and he was just looking at me with, like, he had a worrisome face. And I knew that was not good, so he told me he was in his bathroom. And then when I walked into the bathroom, he was peeling. And the thing is, my friend never told me he had an addiction. But that was like that was like a week ago.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, but the thing is, he's been into rehab, and I told him that you need to let the Lord come into you. And one night, the nurse walked into his room, and then she saw him kneeling down on the bed, and he was praying to the Lord that he has done as soon as possible. He let the Lord come inside him, shot ropes all over him, and he was blessed.
Yeah. Well, I pray for him. Okay, then it gets better.
Okay. All right, do you have a prayer for a hairy bush?
Yeah,
okay.
We can pray for Harry Bush, too.
Okay. All right.
All right. Okay, I'm going to take another caller here.
Thank you.
Okay, see who it is. Area code 269. Okay? Here we go.
Hello, Pat. And this is Pastor Veal. This is Pastor Veal.
Hey, Pastor Veal. How you doing?
Oh, I'm not doing very well right now. My daughter, Anne, is in the hospital in Orange County with COVID-19. She unfortunately caught it after traveling to Portland, Oregon. And I've also had a lot of terrible things happen to me in my ministry recently. First and foremost, I'd like to ask you a question here. And the question is, do you know that Tony Farrar has been sending pornography of you to my work computer?
So first of all, Tony F. does not know how to do that. He doesn't know you. He doesn't know where you work. So how the hell is he going to send you anything?
Well, I received an email from an email account called Tony F. And I won't say the entire email, but it had Tony Farrar within the email address. And it was sent to my work computer, and it contained a photo of what appeared to be you with spread cheeks. And in the description of the email, it said, "Hello, Pastor Veal, please kill yourself, you dirty Jew, and my daughter opened this email and she was scarred. And, you know, she's 6 years old. And I had to explain to her what was going on in the email picture. And it was terrible. It was just atrocious. Like, no father should ever have to explain to his daughter what a gaping picture is. It's just truly disgusting.
Okay, well, goodbye, Pastor Bill. Sorry to hear that. Okay. Well, we know better that no email was sent, and again, you're just about as ungodly as Kent is. Okay, for lying. Okay. Yeah. I gotta say that. Yep. Looks like Pastor Beal is run his welcome out. Okay. Because you're a lying individual, Pastor Beal. Okay. You didn't see anything. Okay. And if that's the case, okay, you saw an imposed picture, okay? Okay, well, anyway, let's see who else we have on the line. Okay, 111.
Hopper.
Okay, another dumb call. Let's see what we got here. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
You want to accuse me of lying again on your show, Pastor? Or should
yes,
I call
I'll
you a pastor?
Accuse you of lying all over again and again and again and
you're,
again and again.
You're terrible. Absolutely okay. Terrible. Let me defend myself here before you mute me. Because I find it truly upsetting that you'd accuse me, a father, of lying about what I saw. I know what I saw. Now, I don't know if it was an imposed picture or not, but Pastor Kent has told me that this is something that you've done in the past of his ministry. Is that true or is it not true?
Not true. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay. Whatever Kent says is a lie. Okay. Whatever comes out of his mouth is a lie. Okay. He wouldn't know the truth if the truth hit him in the face. So there you go. Well, anyway. So. Anyway, well, let's get into the prophetic thought for today. Okay, the prophetic word. The Father said today, receive the approbation of heaven today. You are accepted in the beloved. You are without blame before me in love. You have been so even before the foundation of the world. You were with me and in me and my elect before the earth was created. My beloved, you were with me when the sons of God sang for joy when I laid the very structure of underpinnings of the earth. All the days of your book were written, validated and determined that you would have a future and an expected end. You need not languish in uncertainty. All has been determined beforehand. Enter into a prior determination of destinies that I have established in you from the beginning of creation. You are not an afterthought. You are not the byproduct of some random biological process. You are not an accident. You were born into the kingdom for such a time as this. You were brought out from your father's loins and your mother's womb from the hall of unrealized souls to walk the earth and fulfill my purpose day by day and moment by moment. All provisions were laid up at that time, including the provisions that you have needed today. Receive it by faith. Say of your soul, I will come behind and no gift, no provision, no one necessary thing. Okay, you were not ordained to downturn or denial or poverty. You were not ordained to be downtrodden, but to overcome every obstacle and express my nature in earth as a testimony of victory and rejoicing in the full provisions of heaven in this very moment, says God. Amen. Well, this good prophetic word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All righty. Well, okay, let's play some music. Okay, yeah, let's play some music here.
Longing to be close, I need more of you. trying the best I can, but I can't quite be Superman. And honestly, I have tried my hand being indestructible. So I tested my strength in the song, but I'm really not that.
All right. 10/3/2020, and it's 9:16 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're on the East Coast, it is 10:16. Okay. If you're on Mountain Standard Time, like Arizona, okay, then it is 8:16 p.m. And if you're on the Pacific West Coast, it's 7:17 p.m. It just changed up to a minute. Okay. Now that you all know that tonight is not a pre-recorded show, okay, I will take some more callers. Okay, we have 111 callers. Okay, which I'm sure Dickie Hopper is part of them. Okay, so let's take some 111 callers. 111.
Hello, this is Mississippi Mike. How are you, Pastor Ken?
I'm doing fine, Mississippi Mike. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a nice warm day down here in Mississippi, and Ole Miss just beat. Was a really good game. Went over in overtime, and I'm so happy that that this happened, and I'm so elated that we've gotten a win under our belts finally.
Amen.
Lane Kiffin is truly a godsend to the team. Amen to that. Now, Pastor Ken, I have a religious question for you, if you will.
All right.
Do you believe that Judeo-Christian values, if you could explain what Judeo-Christian values are, I could really appreciate that. I've been reading some American founding documents recently, and they all talk about the importance of Judeo-Christian values within them, and I'm wondering what your opinion on what is Judeo-Christian values to you.
Judeo-Christian values is Jewish and Christian values, okay, towards the world today, okay? Basically, that's what it is, okay?
Now, I'm wondering what some of those values are, especially the founding values of the United States of America. And that is a biblical question, given the fact that, the Constitution was written by people with knowledge of the Bible and knowledge of Protestantism and Judaism especially. Now, I'm wondering what some of those values are so I can properly understand what I'm reading from a pastor's perspective, if you will.
Well, it's basically values, okay, like morality type of values, okay? You don't go sleep with somebody else's wife. You don't do this, you don't do that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And one thing I read back in the founding of America, and even today, they had a system. The reason why the men voted in the household was because they were able to speak for the women in the household too. Now I'm wondering the situation with you and Tony Farrar. Who wears the pants in that relationship, out of curiosity? Who is, I know you two are men, but who would you say is the dominant man? Who would vote for you, if you will?
Well, we both wear the pants in the relationship, okay? Okay, it's not a one-sided thing, okay?
But some of it's got to be one-sided, you know. Somebody's got to be the dominant member of the relationship, if you will. Somebody's got to be the shot caller, the person who does this, you know, stuff like that.
No, not really.
So you wouldn't say Tony Farrar bosses you around or anything?
No.
That's fairly interesting. I'm glad to hear that. And Pastor Ken, I received some unfortunate news, if you will. One of my members of my, not parish, but one of my fellow individuals who goes to church out in Mississippi, has been following you for quite some time. And he informed me when I said I listened to you, because you were a good pastor and everything, that you had a swastika tattoo on you. And I'm concerned about this. I do you hate the Jewish people?
No, I don't hate the Jewish people. I don't hate black people. I don't hate Chicanos. I don't hate, anybody. Okay, period.
Then why do you have a swastika tattoo? Wouldn't you say that would appear hateful to some individuals if they were to see you without a shirt on?
Yeah, I would say it would probably be look that way, but it's not. Trust me. Okay, I mean what I did in the past is the past. Okay, I can't change the past. Okay, I can only change the future. Okay.
Well, maybe
all right.
Get it removed or something. Maybe you should get it removed.
Well, maybe I should, but if I can afford it, I will. If I can't afford it, then it's just going to have to stay there. Okay?
Now, you haven't been making too much money off those GoFundMes on your Facebook account. Now, haven't you? I'm curious about those.
I haven't
those
made any money on anything.
Well, you had a lot of GoFundMes up on your Facebook account that were for... they were for things for like charities and such, and I looked up the charities they were supposed to be donating to, and they don't exist. And I'm curious about that. I would hope a pastor wouldn't be trying to defraud people into thinking that they were donating.
No, I never would try to defraud anybody. No, okay.
What about that man in 1993? That you defrauded, apparently, that we went to prison for. The guy you used to, that guy, you had the Social Security card and you bought the truck, and the article said, "Dead man buys truck, live man must answer." I don't know why you'd say you never defraud somebody, because it happened in your past.
Well,
I'm
you
just
see,
curious.
Like I said, that was the past. Okay. Goodbye.
What did you say? It says something about.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. Love y'all. Have a blessed night.
And I'm just going to jump in here real quick. I had to run in from the other room to explain something to everybody. Here's how most gay relationships work between two men. There's a lot of cases where, yes, one person is the boss. One makes all the decisions and whatnot. Then there are other relationships, like Mr. Fishman's and myself, where it just depends on the situation. There's sometimes when he takes the lead and he makes the decisions because he knows what's better, and there's sometimes that I take the lead and I make the decisions because I know what's better. So that's how it works. It's not a male-female type situation where somebody's in charge. I don't even think there's men and women that still live those relationships these days. But there probably are, and don't get me wrong, if that's the relationship you want to have, then so be it. Everybody to each his own. So, good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.